Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. A mother of five missing from the Tony area of New Haven. And this is what we know. She, Jennifer Dulos, drops her children off at school. She's never seen again. Her car found abandoned. In the last hours is a bloody knife possibly linked to her case. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. Now, I'll tell you who's probably sweating this one out. And that is her husband, Fotis Dulos, who is under suspicion in the case. But just, you know, it's never easy. Never easy. Because if this knife is actually connected to the murder of mother of five, Jennifer Dulos, oh, no. I don't know where the knife is. Because if this is a knife linked to Jennifer's murder, I hope you're sitting down. The knife, the alleged murder weapon, has been traded for crack cocaine. Bet you didn't see that coming. A Hartford man claims he found a knife and a bloody pillow near some trash cans. Trash cans where we already know evidence in the Jennifer Dulos disappearance was recovered. But that he traded the knife for a five rock. A five rock. That is a $5 piece of crack cocaine. The man, who has not been identified because he might turn out to be a witness, claims he was rummaging through a trash can just a few days after Jennifer goes missing when he spots a blue and white striped pillow. Now, that's significant. Can a blue and white striped patterned pillow be matched up to the other pillows in Jennifer's home? If so, maybe this guy's telling the truth. Anyway, he said, I can't believe this. He says he spots a blue and white striped pillow. And after he takes that out of the trash, he noticed it was soaked in blood. Now, the guy says, quote, it was about a quart of blood on the pillow all over it. I tell you, whoever got hurt real bad. I looked underneath and there was a knife under there. He wanted some crack. And he said he traded the knife to a dope dealer named Fudge. F-U-D-G-E, as in the candy. He says, quote, I put the knife in my pocket for some reason. I was thinking stupid. I was on crack. I wanted to hit so bad. I was looking for somebody to sell me some crack. Now, we are hearing from sources that told the Current paper, local paper, that this guy was actually caught on video removing items from that area the weekend Dulos went missing. The trash can where the knife and pillow were allegedly discovered and foraged is on the same street where Dulos' estranged husband, Photo Dulos, was seen throwing bags into the trash cans. Whoa! The husband also caught slipping a FedEx package into a storm drain. Now, if you see my husband, David Lynch, cramming something down a storm drain, please go get it. Cops did, and when they fished it out, it was a doctored license plate from a car Fotis Dulos once owned. Now, so far, the husband, Fotis Dulos, and his girlfriend, of course there's a girlfriend, Michelle Chaconis, have been charged with hindering the prosecution and tampering with evidence. But what about this knife? After interviewing the guy who says he found the knife, police searched Albany Avenue and they found a bloody Vineyard Vines shirt they believe Jennifer was wearing the day she disappeared. They also recover her bra, sponges, and other cleaning items that test positive for Jennifer's DNA. How are we ever going to track down that knife? Wow. How in the world did we get here? Her family says she was, quote, afraid for her life, and that she was a, quote, nervous wreck after filing for a divorce from husband Fotis Dulos, her husband of 13 years. Now, according to police, over 30 items of clothing and sponges, bloodied, have been found on a 4-mile stretch in Connecticut. that DNA apparently matching up to Jennifer Doulos. But according to the husband's lawyers, that the missing mom, Jennifer Doulos, writes a Gone Girl style novel. And as you will recall, the Gone Girl movie, hit movie, was all about a wife that staged her own disappearance and return. Long story short, straight out to RadarOnline.com's Alexis Terezchuk, investigative reporter. What can you tell me, Alexis, about this missing mom, Jennifer Doulos, writing a Gone Girl style novel?
So her estranged ex-husband's attorney is claiming this. He said, without saying who gave it to him, he said that they were given a dark, dark novel that Jennifer had allegedly written, and they said that it was a Gone Girl style book. What that means is it's a wife who fakes her death and frames her husband for the death by leaving blood evidence in the house. And that's what they're saying, that they have found this book that they say she wrote. This missing mother of five children at home, and she writes a book about faking her death, and then all of a sudden her husband's attorney has this book.
The husband's lawyer also claims that she, Jennifer Doulos, has had a history of disappearing. What do you know about that?
This is what this attorney has said, that she's had a history of disappearing, but her family says that this isn't true. She has five kids. She's a devoted mother. She has been fighting in court for full custody of these kids. Everyone who knows her says that this isn't true.
Yeah, Alexis, according to husband Fotis' lawyer, Jennifer wrote a 500-page Gone Girl-style script many years ago, and he is now claiming she had a, quote, troubled past, end quote, struggled with drugs her whole life. That's interesting because he's had five children with her, and I don't recall him ever calling defects or causing any disturbance about the mom using drugs or ever having any problem leaving his children alone with her.
Nope, none whatsoever. This is, according to her family, this is coming from out of nowhere, that these are really dirty tactics to blame a victim, and they've never heard of any of this. And this novel that she wrote, she is a New York University NYU graduate in literature, and she loves to write, is what her mom has said. So this is just an old story that she wrote.
Now, according to Jennifer's loved ones, they say she was afraid for her life and was a nervous wreck. Their lawyers claim that this suggestion that she had written a Gone Girl novel is just a desperate attempt to slander Jennifer. Right now, cops have released footage from inside a Hartford trash facility. And in that facility, you see a guy that looks a lot like the husband, Fotis Doulos, throwing away what many believe is evidence. Alexis, what can you tell us?
Fotis, her ex-husband, was captured on video 30 times, depositing what the police have said and sources have said it was evidence. It included bloody clothing, sponges that have been connected back to Jennifer. This is all what sources are saying. And this is, they have been searching the trash in this town. They are meticulously searching. This is a huge trash landfill, but they have said, the authorities have said, we know exactly what we're looking for. We know when it came here. We know where it is. And we are finding everything. And they said, even the littlest bit of evidence they have, they're sending it to the medical examiner. They have dogs out there that are trained to search to find body fluid, blood, anything human related, and they are going to find everything they can to help connect them to this case.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. For those of you just joining us, potential break in the case of the missing Connecticut mom of five, Jennifer Doulos. A bloody knife, possibly linked to her case, was found, we believe. Wait for it. But the idiot that found it traded it to a dope dealer named Fudge for a $5, a $5 hit of crack. Oh, dear Lord in heaven. To syndicated talk show host Dave Mack. Dave, I want to start at the beginning. Where did she go missing? When did she go missing?
She dropped her children off at 8 a.m. The next thing we know is that she missed an 11 a.m. appointment. at 12 noon, the cleaning lady came by and there was nobody home. So the police have tightened the timeline down to the last time she
was seen. Dave Mack, sorry, but I've got to isolate something you just said. She dropped the children off at school 8 a.m. And let me just tell you, these people aren't slouches. They live in a very upscale area, possibly one of the most expensive areas outside of 90210. It's around the New Canaan area of Connecticut. And I learned living in New York that all the rich people would leave after work and take a train to New Canaan. I mean, they're really, really wealthy people. So I can't identify where the woman was living. The husband was living in a $4.3 million mansion, but they had split up. Long story short, this is where I'm going with this, Dave Mack. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. With me, Dave Mack, syndicated talk show host. Joe Scott Morgan, I need you on this one. You know, when I'm up making a cup of hot tea first thing in the morning at about 5 a.m., I do not expect a kidnap to go down. What I'm saying is I've been prosecuting for many, many years, and it's much more unlikely for violent crime to occur first thing in the morning. Now, this is just anecdotal for me, but it's rare when you see a kidnap or a murder or a violent crime occur first thing in the morning. What is that? I always say I felt perfectly safe going out and hand delivering subpoenas first thing in the morning, because all the dopers would still be asleep like vampires. So what is it? The crimes do happen, but it's very rare first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you're right, Nancy. I mean, even SWAT teams and, you know, drug task force, like you had stated, they will go and serve warrants at these violent offenders' homes, generally at that period of time, because you know these people are not going to be out of the bed by that time.
Oh, H-E-double-L, no, because they've been up all night long breaking the law, selling dope,
yeah,
driving around town trying to steal things and arm rob. Mm-mm. You can set up a whole battering ram outside a doper's door at 6 a.m. They won't know anything's going on. They're dead to the world till about 3 p.m. So can I just get a yes, no on that, Joe Scott?
Yes.
So, Dave Mack, you're telling me she goes missing between 8 and 11? She either wanted to disappear and get away from her life mighty early in the morning, and we don't have any signs of her clothes being packed or a bus ticket, a plane ticket, nothing like that, do we, Dave?
When the police actually went to her rented home in New Canaan, they found traces of blood and obvious signs that it had been cleaned up so that the maid could not realize what had happened. So I'm assuming they used Luminol or something along those lines to determine that it was enough blood.
Whoa. Who is they? Oh, who used Luminol?
I'm sorry, the police. The police all converged on her home to try to find her. And again, we've got an 8 a.m. dropping off at school. By 11 a.m., she misses an appointment. And by 12 noon, the maid says there's nobody here. When the police show up to investigate, they find traces of blood at such a level that they believe it had been cleaned up in an effort to conceal it from the maid when she arrived at noon.
We're now learning from sources connected to her husband. She, Jennifer, wrote a, quote, Gone Girl style novel. Gone Girl, as you know, a hit movie about a woman who orchestrated her own disappearance, and it made to look as if her husband had murdered her. Wow. Okay. The defense lawyer, is also suggesting Jennifer has disappeared before and lived for years under a false name. Okay. I find that really hard to believe with five children that she's living separately from them under a false name. To Alexis Tereshchuk, RadarOnline.com. Just give me a capsulization for those just joining us about what is the movie Gone Girl about? Who starred in it?
Gone Girl starred Ben Affleck and Rosamund Pike, and she was his wife who faked her death. We didn't know that in the beginning of the movie. He just came home. She was missing, blood everywhere. Police found lots of hidden evidence that would only point to him as the murderer. It ends up that she faked her death. She had run away. All things happened to her. She ended up coming back before he got the death penalty.
As you all know, Jennifer filed for divorce in 2017, has been locked in an acrimonious legal battle for custody of their twin boys, another set of twins, boy, girl, and a daughter, all the children very young, between 8 and 13 years old. Jennifer had written in court documents, "I am afraid for my family's safety." Wow. To get an idea what she looks like, to me, she looks a little bit like Jennifer Garner. Trying to figure this all out, Alexis, what more can you tell us?
For the last 2 years, Jennifer has been fighting Fortis for custody of her 5 children. In multiple court documents, she has claimed that she's afraid for her life. She's afraid of him. He is somebody that she really feels like could really do harm to her and the children. And she has been begging a judge to give her custody of the children.
Listen.
911, what's the location of your emergency?
I'm worried about my wife and kids because they left to go to New York and I haven't been able to get in touch with them.
Okay, where they were going to New York? What's the license plate on the car?
Excuse me?
What's the license plate on the car?
I have to get them for you.
Okay, who's the car registered to?
It's registered to my wife's name, Jennifer Dulos.
Spell the last name for me.
Dulos, D-U-L-O-S.
Jennifer, G-A-E-N-N-I-F-E-R?
Yes.
Your date of birth?
It's September 27, 1968. They were driving with our baby here. Can give you help out as well.
Okay, hold on. What kind of car were they driving?
It was a Range Rover.
It was a Range Rover?
Yep.
Hold on, let's see. Black, 2016 black Land Rover Range Rover?
Yes. Yep.
You just heard part of a 911 call from 2017 where the husband is calling police, Fotis Dulos, the husband. Okay, why is there a 2017 911 call? What is that, Dave Mack?
Nancy, the Dulos marriage was very contentious, and Jennifer actually filed for divorce in 2017, and that's when that call was made. She actually left with the kids to New York, but she went to get away from him, to hide from him, because she feared that when she served the papers, according to what she wrote, that he would be violent towards her. So she actually knew this was going to happen. It was all filed with the court. And when he called 911, he hadn't been served the divorce papers yet. He didn't know where his wife had gone. He got the divorce paper after that 911 call.
Let's take a listen to more of it. 911.
When were they supposed to be there?
They were supposed to be there.
Hello?
Can you give me the address as well as the apartment?
Okay.
But the room call is not answering. They're not answering their cell phones.
Okay, what's their cell phone number?
It's
860-604.
No, 604. Yep.
Okay.
906.
Okay, you keep breaking up, sir. I need you to hold the phone to your face because I keep hearing you're really far away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just know. 860-604-9406. That's my wife's cell phone number.
Okay, and who's the other person that's with your wife?
And that is the babysitter. Her name is Lauren.
Lauren?
Lauren.
Do you know her last name?
Yes. Almeida. A-L-M-E-I-D-A.
He goes on to list all 5 children missing. 5 children. All gone with her. This is after she files for a divorce, but that was way back in 2017. I have dedicated my life to crime victims, to giving a voice to those who can no longer speak for themselves. And that is why I worked with Oxygen to create a new show, Injustice with Nancy Grace. We investigate cases that I believe never got it right, from wrongly accused to botched investigations to unclear motives to unjust sentences. I don't just cover cases. I solve them. I put my heart and soul in it, dig deep, look at the background, at the crime scene, at the families, at the witnesses. I look at every tiny detail because what matters to me is justice. Join us in our search for the truth.
Injustice with Nancy Grace on Oxygen, Saturday at a special new time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, only on Oxygen, the true network for crime.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Welcome back. I'm Nancy Grace. Thank you for being with us. A potential break in the case of the missing Connecticut mom of 5, Jennifer Dulos. A bloody knife, possibly linked to her case, was found, we believe, but the idiot that found it traded it to a dope dealer named Fudge for a five rock. Now, we're learning a lot of this from the Hartford Current sources, that a Hartford man may have found a knife linked to the disappearance of New Canaan mom, Jennifer Farber Dulos, and then traded away for dope. Oh, dear Lord in heaven. The knife along with a bloody pillow found in the trash can, and the knife traded away. In an interview with The Current, this guy says that he was walking along Albany Avenue when he reached the garbage can and saw the pillow. Quote, I put my hand in the garbage can, I picked up the bloody thing, and there was a knife under there. There was about a quart of blood on the pillow, all over the pillow. How did we end up on a wild goose chase for a bloody knife traded to a dope dealer named Fudge?
You just heard part of a 911 call from 2017 where the husband is calling police, Fotis Dulos, the husband. Let's take a listen to more of it. 911.
When were they supposed to be there?
They were supposed to be there.
Hello?
Can you give me the address as well as the apartment?
Okay.
But the landlord is not answering. They're not answering their cell phones.
Okay, what's their cell phone number?
It's
860-604.
No, 604. Yep.
Okay.
906.
Okay, you keep breaking up, sir. I need you to hold the phone to your face because I keep hearing you really far away.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I just noticed. 860-604-9406. That's my wife's cell phone number.
Okay, and who's the other person that's with your wife?
And that is the babysitter. Her name is Lauren.
Lauren?
Lauren.
Do you know her last name?
Yes. Almeida. Almeida.
He goes on to list all five children missing. Five children, all gone with her. This is after she files for a divorce, but that was way back in 2017. To Dr. Patricia Saunders, psychologist joining us out of New York. What about it?
That telephone call that Dulos made saying that his family was missing was the night before he was actually served the divorce papers. He sounds surprisingly calm on the 911 call. One of the statements that Jennifer had made was she listened to years of sickening revenge fantasies from her husband, planning harm, physical harm, to people who he felt had wronged him. So she had stated that she was afraid of her husband and that he would find some way to get revenge for her divorcing him.
You know, Dr. Patricia Saunders, you know my husband, David, very, very well. And all the time I've known him, which goes all the way back to college, I've never once heard him talk about revenge, ever. I mean, you know, he's in business, and business deals go up and business deals go down. And sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I've never once heard him say, I'm going to get that guy. Her family says she was, quote, afraid for her life. That's what we're learning, that she was a, quote, nervous wreck after filing for a divorce from husband Fotis Dulos. Her husband of 13 years, quote, she knew how enraged he was that she took this step, that is filing for divorce. Now, there's been quite an upheaval amongst the family because Jennifer is missing, her vehicle found. To Joseph Scott Morgan, professor of forensics, Jacksonville State University, let me ask you a question. It seems to me that if she dropped her children off at school at 8 a.m., and then you find blood that seemingly is cleaned up in the home, that she came back, that says to me she came back from taking them to school. And I'm wondering if she stopped anywhere along the way, McDonald's for a cup of coffee, the grocery store, whatever's open at 8 a.m., came into the home. And that's when the attack occurred, because her car by 11 a.m. has been found abandoned.
Yeah, I think so too, Nancy. And I think that whoever's involved in this, they have to know her timing. They have to know that she would have taken those kids to school, and then they would have had to have had access to this area in which this blood is found. And this is going to be essential.
I don't know what you're saying about access. They could break in or get in with a credit card at the door. For all I know, she left the door unlocked. But as far as timing, I believe that's when the incident occurred. I mean, it had to. if that blood wiped up is related to her disappearance. In the last hours, we learned that the husband has given DNA samples straight out to David Mack. There have been a lot of breaks in the case. Weigh in.
Jennifer's husband, Fotis Doulos, and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, they were both taken into custody and charged with hindering prosecution and tampering with evidence in relation to the disappearance of Mrs. Dula.
Okay, that's not good, because if they are in any way trying to cover up or tamper with evidence or keep police from finding evidence, why would they want to do that unless they've got something to cover up? Now, a defense attorney will argue tampering with evidence or obstructing police does not a murder make, but what other reason would they cover up evidence or tamper with evidence or obstruct police in their investigation, Dave Mack?
You know, what we've got now is we've mentioned many times about the blood being cleaned up at the New Canaan rental home that Mrs. Doulos was living in. Well, they've gotten the DNA broken down from that. And prior to his arrest, Mr. Doulos actually had given a DNA sample and hair follicle samples that they're running against some of the other evidence that they found.
Listen to our friends at WTAJ.
Our partners at the Hartford Courant reporting that Hartford police found a blood-stained T-shirt they think Jennifer Doulos was wearing on the day that she disappeared. The Courant reporting the Vineyard Vines T-shirt and a bra found inside a garbage bin on Albany Avenue. Police also found two mops and sponges that also had small amounts of blood on them. Sources telling the Courant the items were in a black contractor bag. Police say there is video of Jennifer's estranged husband, Fotis Doulos, throwing bags into dumpsters on Albany Avenue. Doulos and his girlfriend, Michelle Traconis, are charged with evidence tampering and hindering prosecution in connection with Jennifer Doulos' disappearance.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Welcome back. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us. The search for mom of five, Jennifer Doulos, has had so many bizarre twists and turns. The husband and his girlfriend caught on camera at about 30 stops throwing out items that later allegedly had his wife's DNA on them. My, they were certainly neatniks, throwing out all that, as I call it, evidence, according to sources. But now the potential murder weapon has reared its head, but cops can't find it. A dope addict dredging through trash claims he found a bloody pillow and a bloody knife, which he traded the knife to a doper for a five rock, a $5 hit of crack. Now, keep in mind that the husband, Fotis Doulos, has just lost a battle with his mother-in-law, who he owes several million dollars to, by the way, over custody of the five children. The grandma has it, Jennifer's mother. That tells me a lot. And in the midst of all this, instead of out searching for his wife, his defense lawyer says things like, oh, Jennifer had a crazy imagination. She was working on a novel like Gone Girl, suggesting that Jennifer has gone missing just to get back at her husband. He has also floated the idea of revenge suicide, that his wife, the mother of his five children, Jennifer Doulos, killed herself just to irritate him. I mean, I just hope they say that to a jury. But right now, I'm thinking about this knife, and is there any way to find it? Surveillance footage catches the couple, husband and girlfriend, making 30 stops at trash receptacles in Hartford the night Jennifer goes missing. We believe disposing of bags filled with items including Jennifer's blood-stained garments and bloody sponges. Fotis Doulos' DNA also found mixed with Jennifer's blood on the kitchen sink faucet in her home. Now hold on just a moment. His DNA found mixed with her blood on a kitchen sink faucet in her home. See, Here's my problem with that, Alexis. Many defense lawyers will argue it's not uncommon to find an occupant's blood in the home, especially in the kitchen if you cut your finger, all right? But they have been locked in a bitter custody dispute. Why is his DNA there? And coincidentally, exactly where her blood is. See, that's a problem for me. That's not where he lives. That's not a home he occupies. His DNA should not be on a kitchen faucet where her blood is, Alexis.
And he hasn't lived in this house in 2 years. They don't live together. He's not, they're not friendly, so there's no reason for his DNA to be in the house any longer. Obviously, it could be. It lasts a long time. But to be right there on the kitchen faucet, you wash that kitchen faucet 20 times a day every time you use it. And so there's no reason for his DNA to be there. And he and his girlfriend getting caught on video 30 different times disposing of stuff. Nobody normal that has nothing to hide is doing that. You're not throwing your trash out in 30 different places. That is very suspicious.
Again, the lawyer for the husband claims that Jennifer Doulos penned a 500-page Gone Girl-esque manuscript, which he admits he has never read. They are now claiming that she has, quote, quite an imagination and motives to hurt Mr. Doulos. You know, I find it really hard to believe that this mom would be away from her five children that she has been battling so acrimoniously for so long. This 500-page manuscript, according to her friends, it, quote, has nothing in common with Gone Girl. It was a novel, like most of her writing, has at the heart of it about a loving relationship. That's what they say the novel was about. Back to Alexis Tereshchuk, investigative reporter with RadarOnline.com. Explain what's happening now.
So Jennifer's ex-husband and his girlfriend were actually arrested. They were taken into custody by the police in connection with tampering evidence and so misleading an investigation. That is the only charge that has been leveled against them so far.
According to the husband's lawyer, that missing Connecticut mom of five, Jennifer Doulos, had written a Gone Girl script. Why is that significant? A Gone Girl novel. Because Gone Girl is about a woman, a married woman, that stages her own apparent murder and disappearance, pointing the finger at her own husband. And then she miraculously shows up at the end, but you don't know till the very end he's about to be arrested for murder. We learned that, according to sources, the husband, Fotis Doulos, was very hard on the children, especially when it came to water skiing, forcing them to compete. Several of the children were nationally ranked ski competitors. And, of course, cops have searched a lake where Jennifer Doulos' children were allegedly forced to water ski. To Alexis Tereshchuk, Alexis, what can you tell me about state police searching a lake in Connecticut where a strange husband of Jennifer Doulos allegedly forced their children to practice water skiing, including the use of sonar equipment to scan the lake off Old Farms Road in Avon? And that's a very wealthy suburb of Hartford. What can you tell me about forcing the children into competitive water skiing?
In her divorce documents, Jennifer claimed that her children no longer wanted to water ski. They did not want to be competitive water skiers, but they were too afraid of their father to tell him that they didn't want to do it. She says that he forced them to do it. And in fact, one time when one of her sons said he didn't want to ski anymore, the dad took the water ski and threw it against the rocks and broke it. She said even the children were afraid. They hated going there. So police descended upon this lake, searched it. They used top-of-the-line equipment to see if there was any way that possibly her body could be in this lake. They were looking for evidence there because it was something that was so connected to the family, so they searched there.
Alexis, members of the Connecticut State Police and major crime units have been painstakingly digging through mounds of trash inside a trash facility. They've systematically sorted through over 600 tons of trash in the search for Jennifer Doulos. What can you tell me about that, Alexis Tereshchuk?
The state police have said they looked on the videos where they saw Jennifer's ex-husband and girlfriend dumping the trash everywhere. They know exactly where this trash went, so they have tracked it down. They're at the big dumpster facility, and they are searching through it. They are very meticulous about it. This isn't just having to search through pounds and pounds of trash that they don't know. They know this came from the area where these videos showed them dropping trash in these receptacles. So they are using dogs that have been trained to search for human remains, for blood, for any sort of anything that connects them to a crime scene, human remains. So they are using them, and they are having actual people. They're searching there, like 12 officers, 15 hours a day are in there. These conditions are horrific. This is just trash piled high to the ceiling, but they are looking for everything, and everything they find, even if they think it's the smallest thing, they're sending into the lab to make sure that they have covered every base, because they're looking for any evidence of where Jennifer could be.
The search for mom of five, Jennifer Dulos, has had so many bizarre twists and turns. But now the potential murder weapon has reared its head, but cops can't find it. We wait as justice unfolds. Nancy Grace, Crime Stories, signing off. Goodbye, friend.